Addiction Action Meeting held locally. Your 9 o'clock news brought to you by Simpson Heating and Cooling. Good Monday morning. I'm Michaela Madison. The push for addiction treatment action continues here in Tuscarawas County. In a follow-up segment held last week, leaders from multiple county agencies came together and met with Ohio Attorney General's Director of Substance Use and Social Services, Tia Moretti. Moretti explains they were there to review the response local agencies are taking to curb the opioid addiction.
The flexibility to understand it's a coalition effort. So I think that the next steps really come in like continuing to do the work and spreading it. And of course, letting us know at the AG's office so we can tell the rest of the state what Tuscarawas is doing.
Now, among the many guests, Congressman Bob Gibbs also attended, where he talked about the different prevention education plans and noted his specific interest in the quick response team that was established here in Tuscarawas County in October 2017.
I had no idea that it was that successful. You know, they can get out there a person that's had overdoses and get them in to help they need, and how successful that's been. I was really amazed by that, fascinated by it, really.
Moretti added the next step Tuscarawas County could take is to create a recovery coalition. She says that will help the addiction treatment and guidance continue after a program has ended. An opportunity to hear the presentation, Walt Whitman, Bard of the Battlefield, open for all poetry lovers and history enthusiasts. The Tuscarawas Valley Civil War Roundtable set to meet this Thursday, March 8th, where featured guest Carol Zay will be speaking. The event will include the history and readings of Whitman from his experiences during the Civil War. Zay currently works at the Canton McKinley Museum after a 30-year career at Perry High School in Maslin. The roundtable is Thursday at 7 p.m. and will be held in the Dover Library Community Room. For more information, visit WTUZ.com. A local fire department reminding county residents a burn ban is now in place through the end of May. Denison Fire Chief Dave McConnell says fires can spread fast, and the ban is for outside open fires from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Uphill and in the woods and stuff, they travel uphill and they create their own wind and everything, so they can move rather quickly. Just no fires, period, basically. No outside open fires.
He notes the ban is necessary due to the dead leaves, underbrush, and grass, and not to mention the high winds the valley can experience throughout the spring months. And in state news, the Ohio Department of Transportation revealing a $51 million project to revamp the Akron Expressway and Central Interchange. The Akron Beacon Journal reports the project unveiled Tuesday will be a scaled-down version of a $275 million project proposed 12 years ago. The current proposal involves building new high-level ramps, permanently closing exit ramps, and installing noise walls. The department says the project will help improve safety and replace bridges built in the 1950s. The three-year project set to start in 2021. Officials say the state does not plan on taking property around the interchange. ODOT is hosting a public meeting on that project Tuesday at the Glover Community Learning Center in Akron. And in sports, in college basketball, it's been busy. Number 10-ranked Cincinnati topping 11 Wichita State by 1, 62-61. Also, number 15-ranked Michigan defeating number 8-ranked Purdue in the Big Ten championship game yesterday, 75-66, that final score. Tonight in the MAC tournament, Kent State takes on Northern Illinois, Ohio at Miami of Ohio, and Akron at Western Michigan. And in the NBA, the Cavs back in action tonight as they welcome the Detroit Pistons at the Q, a 7 o'clock tip-off. Your 9 o'clock news brought to you by Simpson Heating and Cooling. 817 West High Avenue in New Philadelphia, your local Carrier dealer. Your Z Country forecast is on the way.
At Simpson, we mean quality for all your heating and cooling needs.
Announcing great news about Simpson Heating and Cooling. They're now the highest rated Carrier heating and cooling products dealer in Tuscarawas County. And they're also the only Carrier factory authorized dealer in the county. Although Carrier manufactures other products, the Carrier logo is only put on their very best products. Simpson Heating and Cooling services all brands, but recommends and installs Carrier. Buy the best from the best, from a name you can trust. Simpson Heating and Cooling and Carrier. Turn to the experts.
Most mostly sunny today. High temperature 43. Mostly cloudy tonight. Low of 28. Tomorrow, cloudy with a chance of light snow and light rain in the morning, followed by a little light rain. High of 45. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with rain and snow showers. Low 32. Snow showers likely Wednesday. Could be mixed with some rain in the afternoon with a high of 40. Snow showers Wednesday night. Low of 25. Snow showers Thursday. Blustery and cold. High of 34. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
Don't forget to send news tips to the Weaver Appliance text line 330-339-9399. For WTUZ News, I'm Michaela Madison.